This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
This is your WLAK Daily News Roundup for Lake Air, 107.5 FM and 1260 AM in Amory.
For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly. A troublesome eyesore in Duluth is finally set to be demolished over the next few months. Residents have long complained of the deteriorated parking ramp on 2nd Avenue West, which has been empty for years, boarded up, and covered in graffiti. Because the structure shares supports with the adjacent New Garrick building, demolishing the property while still preserving the historic New Garrick building will be a more complicated process. Still, officials expect to be able to demolish the blighted parking ramp this winter. The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection has announced another positive bird flu test, this time in a commercial poultry flock in Burnett County. The positive test comes within a couple weeks of the first positive human test and the first positive poultry test in the state in Barron County. According to DATCP officials, the farm will not be allowed to move any poultry products to prevent the spread of the highly contagious disease, and DHS is monitoring any workers who may have been exposed. The Wisconsin State Legislature may consider the legalization of medical marijuana again in the next session. With new district maps, Republican state lawmakers hold a smaller majority in both chambers of the legislature, and some have expressed a willingness to engage in medical marijuana discussions again. The topic has been considered in the past, but lawmakers were unable to come to an agreement on how best to regulate medical marijuana. A previous plan was opposed by Democratic legislators as too restrictive. The second of two men accused of leading Rice Lake police officers on a high-speed chase earlier this year has entered a not guilty plea. According to court documents, 24-year-old Nicholas Snow of Illinois was charged with attempting to flee or elude an officer after allegedly leading authorities on a chase that reached speeds of 100 miles per hour. The other accused individual, an 18-year-old Cumberland man, entered a not guilty plea to the same charge in November. Snow's next court appearance is scheduled for February 14th. With the new year right around the corner, the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation is working to find more creative solutions to affordable housing issues across the state. The agency has been providing funds through programs like the Community Development Investment and Idle Site Redevelopment Grants to convert buildings like former motels and commercial facilities into affordable housing units. Access to housing has been identified as one of the biggest challenges facing Wisconsin residents for 2025. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is sharing recycling tips for the end of the holiday season. According to a press release, DNR officials are reminding residents that things like holiday light strings, cords, and plastic bags should not be put in the recycling bin as they can get tangled up in the equipment. Batteries and electronics should also not be put in the recycling bin as they could cause a fire if damaged. Items like cardboard, glass, and aluminum cans can be recycled, and a full list of accepted items can be found online. Barron County authorities are reminding residents to check ice conditions after two people fell in the water on Wednesday. According to a press release, the Barron County Sheriff's Department responded to the fall near Chetek at around 7 p.m. on Wednesday night. When they arrived, they found the two people who had fallen through the ice while riding a UTV had already been helped out of the water by family members. One of them was taken to the hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. The other was treated and released at the scene. The Lake Superior Zoo has announced the introduction of two new animals to their facility. According to zoo officials, two caribou named Jingle and Snowflake arrived on Tuesday just in time to celebrate the holidays in their new home. The Lake Superior Zoo is planning to upgrade two of its deer yards with a barn and construct a log cabin designed for visitors to watch the animals. Officials praised the new acquisitions as a big step in their conservation efforts, as the animals haven't been seen in the wild in the region in decades. As the holiday travel season begins to wind down, the Wisconsin Department of Motor Vehicles is once again reminding residents to upgrade to a real ID. Starting in May, regular driver's licenses or ID cards will not be accepted for flights or entering federal buildings and military bases. DMV officials say about 60% of eligible residents already have a real ID, which they started issuing in 2013. To get a real ID, residents will need to bring proof of their name, date of birth, address, and social security number to their local DMV office. As whooping cough continues to spread, Wisconsin has seen one of the worst outbreaks in the country. According to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, Wisconsin trails only New York and Pennsylvania in the number of reported cases. Department of Health Services data shows nearly 2,400 reported cases this year, a huge increase from the 51 reported cases last year. Nationwide, the number of whooping cough cases are the highest they've been since 2014, and in Wisconsin, they're the highest they've been since 2012. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly.
The Bucks drop one to the Nets.
Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports.
The Bucks lost at home to the Brooklyn Nets, 111-105. Damian Lillard and Giannis both out with what's described as a non-COVID illness. Doc Rivers says the Nets' defense made the difference.
I thought the pressure got to us. I thought we didn't handle it very well. They sped us up. We broke our offense.
The Bucks travel to Chicago to play the Bulls tomorrow night. NFL, Packers holding practice for Sunday's game in Minnesota. Matt LaFleur asked about the status of defensive back Jair Alexander.
No, it's a broken record asking you about Jair every day, but did you get to look at him today? And are his chances of playing this week better than last?
I'd say probably not.
What's standing in the way?
His knee. He's limited with his knee.
Is it just not reacting like you want it to? Or?
I don't know. I'm not a medical guy. I just go by what I see and what they tell me.
Men's college hockey. The Badgers take on Ferris State at 5 o'clock tomorrow night in the Holiday Faceoff at Fiserv Forum in Milwaukee. Wisconsin 7-10-1 for the season so far.
We'll have our work cut out from us from that standpoint. But for us right now, it's us getting our book of business done this week and being focused for the puck drop, finding a way to get that game in our side of the ledger.
That's the Badgers head coach Mike Hastings. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
The film Gross Point Blank did not have a funny script, according to Minnie Driver. The New York Post reports that Driver, who played the lead role opposite John Cusack, said it was a consensus on the set that the script wasn't funny, so they took it upon themselves to improvise after clearing it with the studio. I wouldn't say the improvising made the film funny. Driver most likely did not get a Christmas card from the writer of Gross Point Blank. Paul Hogan's Crocodile Dundee co-star has passed away at the tender age of 90. Crocodile Heaven just welcomed one of its best actors in Bert the Crocodile, who played opposite Hogan in the charming 1980s comedy that made everyone think they could pull off an Australian accent. Bert the Crocodile died at Crocosaurus Cove, sort of like the Beverly Hills retirement home for crocodiles in Australia. Bert's acting work was commended in the Crocodile franchise, but he had trouble landing roles afterwards, probably because of either bad representation, the fact that he was never good at auditioning, or there were just not enough roles written for crocodiles. In typecasting news, actor Jared Leto will play the role of Skeletor in the new live-action film Masters of the Universe. Leto is embracing the villain role as the skeleton who is a skull-faced archenemy of He-Man. The Oscar-winning actor and star of Dallas Buyers Club has agreed to join the project alongside director Travis Knight. Cast members already in place include Alison Brie and Idris Elba. Leto embraces playing outlandish characters. MGM Amazon is the studio behind the film, which opens June 5th, 2026. There are those who don't think COVID was real. 1923 actress Danielle Vasanova is not one of them. Vasanova starred in 1923, the Yellowstone prequel, and she was one of the first people to suffer from COVID-19 long before it became widespread. The actress said she was diagnosed with strep throat, but shortly after, her organs shut down, and she died for 3 minutes. Vasanova will star opposite Michelle Pfeiffer in a new Yellowstone spinoff called Madison. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
We have some dense fog this morning. It is going to be foggy, drizzly, cloudy with rain likely, especially by later this afternoon. Our high near 43. More rain tonight, could be heavy with a quarter to a half inch or more, down to 35. Tomorrow, a little rain and snow first thing in the morning, then showers with a high of 40. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 36.
That's your WLAK Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at lakeair.radio. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.